Thanks again for coming out with me today. And thanks for getting my drink too. You always do, you know that. Whenever we're out together, haven't you noticed? Yeah, every time you come out with me, you end up buying me my little bubble tea. And I always repay you with a piece of cake or a pastry or something for your troubles, of course, because I'm the bestest friend ever. It is kind of like her thing, huh? I guess I'm even if you weren't paying for me, though. Still, thank you. Good thing I don't ask you out too much then, because, like, drinking this all the time cannot be good for me. I can't. I don't even know how many calories it has. Do you want a sip? You want to try? Yeah, I guess. I guess I do get the same flavor every time. What can I say? It's my favorite. It's so good. Don't you agree? Of course you know that. Is there anything you like to do now? You've been following me this whole day. I wanted to take you out, so let's do something you want to do. Are you sure? Like, really, really sure? Okay, so what I had in mind was I thought we could walk around this park for a while before we leave. Do you maybe want to do that? Sounds nice. And please do tell me if you'd rather do something else. Seriously. I took you out for a reason today. You need to have some fun too, which is me. No, we don't need to go anywhere. Really, it's a walk, a stroll. Great, I hope you had a good time today. When do I not with you? You're wonderful company. Seriously. Thanks. I'm glad you think so too. Did I really say that? Yes, I did. Why? Shoot. Yeah, like I said, I wanted to hang out with you for a reason. You got me there. Not an ulterior motive or anything, really. I would have gone out with you regardless. But I do kind of have a little question for you, yes. But I need you to, like, not laugh or anything, okay? No, listen to me, okay? Listen. Promise me you won't laugh or anything. Pinky swear. Yes, do that. Pinky swear. Okay, so. Okay, I'm fine, I'm fine. How do you know when you're in love? That's my question. My God, you promised. You promised. You just pinky promised, and you're laughing at me right now. Why? What did I do wrong? No, why you're laughing at me? Come on. Okay, maybe I did make it seem like it was super serious. But whatever. Whatever. And I thought it. Okay, it isn't that serious, but it is, kind of. Or, I don't know. Was it really that funny? Was it? I don't know. I know I don't talk about this stuff often. Okay, I guess with you I do, but it's never been something like this, you know? And it's not like I have zero experience with guys. You know, I tell you everything. This time it's j just. It's a bit different. That's why I'm asking you. No, I haven't told you about him yet, but yeah, there is a guy. Yeah, dun dun dun. Whatever relation. That's not the important part right now, though. What's important is that I'm confused, I think. Why can't there be like some guide or whatever on things like this? How is anybody supposed to figure this out on their own? Who am I? I don't know what I ate yesterday. How am I supposed to know how to deal with this? Right? It's a big thing, a huge thing. Even if you've known them for a long time, there'll always be some worry, you know, and doubt. Yeah, because what if I'm not in love? Or what if I am, but he's not? I know that's how these things go, but you know that I don't like making mistakes. Not mistakes like these. I don't think I've had feelings like these before, and they're kind of they're just throwing me off. No, I'm not going to just come out and say something. I don't want to mess things up. Like, I'm really grateful for what we have right now. So, not we, as in like me and like we, me and you, no. Also, not that I'm saying I'm not grateful for what we have either, you know? Like, I mean, that's not what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean, right? Right? Yep. Thanks. So, could you maybe help me? I know it might be weird, but you do all sorts of weird stuff for me, so you should be used to it by now. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go. I guess. Let's figure this out together, best friend. How do we do that exactly? You want me to do what? God, that's embarrassing. Honestly, this whole thing is embarrassing. So I just tell you exactly how I've been feeling when I think about this guy? Oh my goodness. I want to make sense of this. You're right. So when I'm with him, I feel like, please don't judge me for this, okay? I feel like I can't explain this. I can't. Okay, let me take a breath or two. Okay, no. Let me say it. Let me just say it. And you know what? Judge away. Or, okay, I know you probably won't, but I'm just super embarrassed right now, so as you can tell. I don't know. Things are. The sky stay blue. The sun feels like it sets slower. Clouds look fluffier. Things are. They're just better. They're just better when we're together. Me and this guy. And he's dreamy and stylish, and I like that when he talks. Just all I can do is smile. I can't help it. It's just when I see him, my day is instantly better. Yeah, that too. He's easy to be around. He makes things easy for me. And he's silly. He's funny. And we're silly together. And we make each other laugh. Oh no. I sound like a walking cliche. This is so bad. Ugh. What? Why are you smiling so much? It was pretty darn embarrassing saying all that. Yeah. I hope my face isn't too red. I can barely talk. My cheeks feel really hot, though. Does my face look flustered or something? Am I blushing? Okay, no, yeah, no. I figured as much. Is that enough, information? Is that enough? Oh my God, more. I feel embarrassed. Help me. You really want me to say that? Okay, I got this, right? This is all in the name of love. Why? Why would I say that? Why? Okay, what do I think people in love do? I guess they they love each other. No, they'll always enjoy each other's company, and they'll share desserts with each other, and they'll just stare into their eyes, saying how much they're in love, and oh my God. I'm spewing out the sappiest garbage ever. And you, I can't believe you're letting me run my mouth like this. Stop laughing. This is not a laughing matter. I'm having a panic attack as I'm talking about this, and you're just laughing. No, you're right. I do like all that sappy stuff. And like holding hands or whatever. It's nice. It's like, wait a minute, no. Why were you holding my hand just now? Can you not laugh? Please. Aww. Didn't you see how embarrassing this is for me? No more jokes like that, okay? Okay. Yeah, I'm good now, I think. It did help. I think, maybe. Maybe I am in love. Maybe. Maybe. Well, you know why I haven't said anything yet. I wasn't sure of any of this. I am still a bit unsure. Not of my own feelings as much now, though. Like I said, I'm afraid of messing things up. The relationship, yeah. But oh my God, if I wanted to tell him, I'll need to do a whole like confession thing. And I can mess that up too. Oh, this is why I can't do stuff like these. But like, as nerve-wracking as that will probably be, I want to do it anyway. Practice? Seriously? That's all. I guess that's as good as a plan as any, I guess. Wait, what do you mean though? Like, wait, practice on you? Are you sure? Are you sure? I mean, it's obviously just practice, which already might be a bit weird. But are you really okay with hearing this stuff from me? You are. Okay then. So, if I were to do this, I think I'd probably I'd take him out for the day. I want to do all sorts of things to make him happy, but knowing him, he'd end up going along with whatever I wanted to do. Keep going. Okay. And then he'd go ahead and buy me a drink, and I'd buy him pastry. And at the end of it all, we'd go for a walk, and he'll apparently make me tell him all sorts of embarrassing things that I'm not used to saying. But I still love it when he teases me. And then we'd stop. And I turn around to face him, and we look into each other's eyes like we're doing now. And I take his hand and hold it so tightly, intertwining our fingers like I've always wanted to do. And he'll give my hand a squeeze, letting me know that he's here for me. That he feels the same way. Then I would just say it because it's become so impossibly difficult to keep it all in. I just say it. I love you.